From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns commences a message entitled, The Spirit of Adoption, the 10th in a series of messages dealing with Romans chapter 8. The text is verses 15 through 18, in which the Apostle Paul shows that, having delivered believers from condemnation through the atoning sacrifice of Christ, the Holy Spirit brings them into the liberty of God's adopted sons and assures them by adopting them that God bestows upon them glorious rights and privileges. The unsaved live in bondage to sin, which in turn produces the fear of God's judgment. Through the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit, believers in Christ are freed from that fear. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will introduce the message. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, A Wonderful Guarantee. The text is Isaiah 41, verse 10. I will strengthen thee. When called to serve or to suffer, we take stock of our strength, and we find it to be less than we thought and less than we need. But let not our hearts sink within us while we have such a word as this to fall back upon, for it guarantees us all that we can possibly need. God has strength omnipotent. That strength he can communicate to us, and his promise is that he will do so. He will be the food of our souls and the health of our hearts, and thus he will give us strength. There is no telling how much power God can put into a man. When divine strength comes, human weakness is no more a hindrance. Do we not remember seasons of labor and trial in which we received such special strength that we wondered at ourselves? In the midst of danger, we were calm. Under bereavement, we were resigned. In slander, we were self-contained. And in sickness, we were patient. The fact is that God gives unexpected strength when unusual trials come upon us. We rise out of our feeble selves. Cowards play the man. Foolish ones have wisdom given them. And the silent receive in the selfsame hour what they shall speak. My own weakness makes me shrink, but God's promise makes me brave. Lord, strengthen me according to thy word.
Stand. cannot see tomorrow. His word is like up unto my feet. And when the laughter turns to sorrow, in his embrace we find his grace. When we are
As you hear in the introduction to these broadcasts, Let the Bible Speak seeks to present Christ in all his fullness. Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little book, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel as it is presented by Christ to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns.
Thank you. turning this evening to the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, and we're going to read a very brief passage, verse 15 to the end of verse 18. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 to the end of verse 18. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his precious word for his name's sake. In his treatment of the great truth of justification, the Apostle Paul emphasizes, very particularly at the beginning of this chapter, he emphasizes the change that takes place in a believer's legal status before God. In verse 1, he says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. That is a fundamental change of legal status. Outside of Christ, unsaved, in Adam, we are under condemnation. As Paul puts it elsewhere, children of wrath, given over to the wrath and curse of God. When Christ redeems his people, it's from the curse of the law, according to Galatians chapter 3, that curse being divine condemnation upon human sin. So justification led Paul to deal with this fundamental change that takes place in the legal status of a believer before God. And that naturally leads him to deal with one aspect of that change of legal status that is very often overlooked. And that is what the Bible teaches about adoption. Now, that's a subject upon which very little is preached. It's a subject upon which even less is understood. I have often heard people wonder, well, if you're born into the family of God, how does the Bible say you're adopted as his children? Those two things don't seem to go together. And of course, the mistake is not realizing that the Bible uses many metaphorical descriptions of things that are true in themselves, but they're not the only truth. For example, the church is called the body of Christ. He is the head, we are the body. That's true. That's a wonderful description. But that same church is also called the bride of Christ. And though many of the old-time dispensationalists would turn in their grave to hear me say it, in other scriptures, even the wife of Christ. So, when you come to the new birth and adoption, you're not talking about things that are opposed. You're talking about two distinct aspects of the work of God for the salvation of a sinner. I'm not going to be dealing with regeneration and the new birth tonight. Going to leave that aside. That speaks of the mighty act of God's grace in changing the moral condition of a believer so that he's no longer dead in trespasses and in sins, no longer completely corrupted, incapable of even cooperating with the grace of God or any other spiritual good. He's now a new creature in Christ Jesus. He's made a partaker of the divine nature. So, I'm going to leave that aside. Adoption is a very specific act of God, as I say, too often overlooked. Let me give you a very basic definition of what adoption is. It is an act. It's not a work. It's not an activity. It's not a process. Like justification, it's an act of God's free grace, whereby God receives us into the number and gives us all the rights and privileges of the sons of God. He brings us into the number of his children legally, and he confers upon us all the legal rights and all the privileges that belong to the sons of God. Now, this act of God is an act in which he acts alone. There is no participation on the part of the sinner. There is no merit that we bring to the table. There is no helping hand that we give to the Lord. This is purely and entirely and completely an act of God that he exercises in pure free grace. Now, when we receive Jesus Christ by faith, we receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit as he comes in his ministry, and he, we'll explore this a little in the text tonight, he begins to witness to us as the Spirit of adoption. He begins to deal with us to show us what it is to be the adopted children of God. So we come to these few verses that we have read together this evening. You've heard me say many a time, and I commend this to all the young preachers and would-be preachers, that you do this with every single text you ever preach. And even if you never announce it to the people, yet you do it. You're not ready to preach until you have done it and can do it. I've listened to so many preachers meandering all over the show, talking they know not what about they know not what, for what reason they know not, and for what good I was not able to discern. But part of the reason is they don't do their homework. When you come to a text of Scripture, before you do anything about preaching it, you've got to be able to take that text and put it in your own words. What exactly is this text saying? Now, that should be as simple as ABC, should it not? Yet it's the most difficult step that any preacher has to make. What exactly is it saying? I looked at these verses, and I think the message is very simple. At least, simple to announce, if not to preach and understand. Paul is saying that the Holy Spirit of God brings believers into the liberty of God's adopted sons. And he assures them that by their adoption, God confers on them unspeakably glorious rights and privileges. The Holy Spirit brings believers into the liberty of God's adopted sons, and he assures them that by adopting them, God confers on them unspeakable and glorious rights and privileges. In the verses before us, we can trace five great actions of the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of adoption. First, he leads believers into liberty. Verse 15, you have not received the spirit of bondage, again, to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You have not received the spirit of bondage, but you have received the Holy Spirit, the spirit of adoption. You see, right on the surface of this text is the truth that sin brings slavery. The Lord Jesus says, whoso committeth, whoso practiseth sin, is the slave of sin. We hear an awful lot of talk about man's freedom, man's free will. There's a huge controversy going on in London just at this point in time, because the lunatic Professor Dawkins and his group, his atheistic group, have taken out some advertising to put on the side of London's double-decker buses that tells the people there's probably no God. So go ahead and enjoy yourself. One bus driver just flatly refused to drive the machine. You want to put that garbage on to drive it yourself. But that's not my subject tonight. But you see the idea, of course, there's probably no God. It's a long way from what Dawkins has been spewing out for the last couple of years. But the idea is go ahead and enjoy yourself. This is human liberty. Great freedom. The reality is, there is no slavery like the slavery of sin. There is no bondage like that bondage with which sin in its practice and in its evil nature binds a man. It binds him in mind. It binds him in will. It binds him in heart. It binds him in body. It binds him in every relationship. It curses every part of his existence with a diabolical slavery. And with that slavery, sin brings fear. Unjustified men are not only in bondage to sin, but they're in bondage to Satan. And they live under the condemnation of God. That's the seed from which the fear grows. But the Holy Ghost leads out of bondage, and he leads out of fear. It's a wonderful text in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The mark of the presence of the Holy Spirit is liberty. The blood-bought birthright of the people of God is liberty. When the Spirit of adoption comes to a man or a woman, he sets them free from the slavery of sin. All sin will fight. Sin will oppose. Sin will attack. The citadel of man's soul will have the armies of hell attacking at every gate, the eye gate, the ear gate, every other gate. But thank God the Christ of God is in possession. The flag of his residence is flying high. The Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of Christ, brings liberty from bondage and from fear.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.